And on to other news, the government, together with international environment organizations, have unveiled plans aimed at reducing pressure on biodiversity within the Mount Elgon ecosystem. The initiative, led by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, is funded by the French Development Agency and coordinated by Expertise France with Worldwide Fund for Nature as an implementing partner. This marks the second phase of the BioDev 2030 project that is designed to support the global biodiversity framework by promoting more sustainable production practices. Economic activities around Mount Elgon, including coffee farming, crop cultivation, livestock rearing, timber harvesting and firewood collection, have been identified as major drivers of biodiversity loss. IUCN Uganda Agriculture Councillor Caroline Aguti says phase one of the project focused on studies that identified the main drivers of environmental degradation.
The overall objective is to reduce pressure on biodiversity that is specifically attributed wood biomass but also the agricultural practices. So the project is being practical and we are looking at Mount Elgon area, because you definitely appreciate that the Mount Elgon area has a number of challenges but also is an area that is rich in terms of biodiversity. So we are focusing on ensuring that we deliver energy to the community around the Mount Elgon area.